thank Rabbi Hinden for inviting me once again to share the Torah on Kol Amor and Sukkos. Like I said, I've been here many, many years now on Kol Amor and Sukkos. So it's a wonderful opportunity to share the Torah, see some old faces, new faces. Okay, so it's always a tremendous experience. Okay, so in this short time we have together to learn some Indian, I'd like to share a thought that I had once on Sukkos, and both in Halacha and Hashkafa, and present it to you this evening. So the Torah tells us in Parshas 8, the Chag HaSukkos, we celebrate 7 days. It's the Zman HaAsifa, and that's where we have the Yontif. We'll see in the Parshas Mishpatim, when this Yontif is mentioned, the word Sukkos is not mentioned at all. It's only Chag HaAsif. So discuss that as well. Here it's in the A, it's called Chag HaSukkos. The first mentioning of the Yontif of Sukkos in Mishpatim is just Chag HaAsif. But whatever the case may be, the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah on Pesamid Aleph on page 2 here says, "Amar Rav Sheshes Mishum Rav Yekiva Minayim La'atzei Sukkah Shasuim Kol Shiva." How do we know that the sukkah is asur all 7 days? And we'll see that the machlokes we've shown them, whether it's referring to only the tzchach or even the tefanos. In other words, the sukkah, unlike many other mitzvahs, has a certain kedusha to it, and it's asur. So how do we know that the sukkah is asur? In other words, I can't say use the sukkah for some mundane purpose. For example, if I, when I was growing up, so everyone had bamboo in their sukkah. My father tells me when he was growing up, no one had bamboo. They just had like weeds and branches and things like that. And every block, they would put a pile of these things, and everyone would go and take. Now you have bamboos, you're already outdated, you know, like who has bamboos and everyone has mats, hopefully they're good, but so if one would want to take part of the sukkah and use it for some mundane purpose, you would like to take a bamboo stick and play stickball or something like that on sukkahs, so he would be violating this halacha that the Shem Shemayim is Kala ala Sukkah. The Amar of Sheshes Mishum Rabbi Akiva Minayim Va'atzei Sukkah Shasurim Kol Shiva Talmud Lomar Chagat Sukkah Shiva Siyomim Hashem. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira Omer Kishem Shechal Shem Shemayim ala Chagiga Kach Shechal Shem Shemayim ala Sukkah. In other words, Chag is Loshon Chagiga, the Korban Chagiga. So just like Shem Shemayim, the Kedusha is Chal on a Korban. You have an animal and you sanctify it as a Korban, so it has Kedusha, there's a Din Me'ila, etc. So too is Chal Shem Shemayim La'Sukkah. Not to the degree that you would have to bring a Korban Me'ila or something like that, but still there's a level of Issa on the Sukkah. There's a famous tshuva from the Oneg Yontif. So, Oneg Yontif is a fascinating tshuva sefer. There's a lot of interesting chidushim. Not all the chidushim became the normative halacha. So he says two things in the tshuva. Look it up, I didn't put it in the packet. You can look it up. He says that when it's raining and you sit in the sukkah, so you violate this halacha, because sukkah, you can go into your sukkah, but you're doing the mitzvah, so that's the mitzvah. but if you're going to do it when there's no mitzvah, you're going to go into your sukkah. So then you're benefiting from your sukkah when you're not doing the mitzvah. So then you violate the sukkah. So he says not only is somebody who is in a sukkah during the rain is mikra hedyot because he's part of min adorav boseu, but he thinks there's an issa as well. That's the lighter part of this kiddush. And the bigger part of this kiddush, which I guess is the controversial part of this kiddush, is therefore he says, and therefore women are not allowed in the sukkah. Okay, that's the controversial part of this sukkah. Women, they're not the kind of mitzvah, he assumes. So remember, they violate this issur. So that's a bigger discussion, whether women who are exempt from mitzvah such as my grandmas, do they get the mitzvah when they are asked to perform them. So many are the opinion that they do, but there is I'd say definitely a minority opinion, but I'm not ruling out the credibility of that shita, that maybe they don't get a mitzvah at all. We're not giving a shir on that right now, so that requires a long. And that was the Shagasari's opinion. Shagasari says that you can't carry a shofar or a lulav in the Rishus HaRabim on Yontif or Rosh Hashanah or Sukkot if the sole purpose was to give the woman the shofar or the lulav, because that's considered Hotzah Shalom Hotzah. That's the big tshuva of the Shagasari. So you can take a look, Ayin Shom. But then the Moshe has a tshuva against the Shagasari. It's a whole big discussion. But that's the only Yontif two chidushim. That if a person sits in the sukkah when it's raining, so then he doesn't, not only he doesn't fulfill a mitzvah, he violates an issa, and that women are not allowed in the sukkah, but then the Odigel says, but I'll allow married women in the sukkah, because Heishu came Taduru, so they could, only the single women he forbade in the end of the tshuva to be in the sukkah. Okay, but So, this tshuva, the chiddush of the tshuva, okay, so you could argue about the women that maybe they do get a mitzvah, and therefore they should be allowed to be in the sukkah, is the words of the Taz. Take a look. On page 6. Says that he doesn't think that the issur that's mentioned in the Gemara, the Chal Shem Shamayim al Sukkah, is obviously not to the same degree as a korban, even though the Gemara is making a comparison, not that literal. As we said before, no one says you're going to be chayiv a korban me'ila if you dismantle your sukkah and use it for something else. But then he says, look at the wide line that begins Sheishba Sukkah Kedusha Saguf Al Korcha Tachi Kamar Korachag At Sukkah Tatsa Al Chashivas Yomim Davke B'zeh Yushavim Linyan Zayin Yomim Shetei Kedusha Sukkah L'Zman Zeh Kemo Chag Lo Tito Mimena L'Hanos Chashum Dover L'Vatel Mimena Kedusha Shaloh B'zeh Davke Shavim V'lo L'Dover Akar. He says he doesn't think it's a blanket comparison. But he thinks that the Gedder Isser, and this I think Rav Kalev and the Sefer others point out, is against what the Onag Yontif says, and that is the violation is only if you take something from the sukkah. In other words, like the example I gave, you want to use a bamboo for something else, so you're taking something for your benefit, lahanoscha, you're having a you know, you're stoking the whatever you need to, you need a stick for some other benefit, so then it's osur. But if you're not taking anything away, the sukkah is kimoshahu, and somehow you're benefiting when you're not doing the mitzvah, that he thinks is not part of this isur b'chlal. So even if you want to say that women don't get schar, or a person who's sitting in the sukkah when it's raining doesn't gets car, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he's violating this this prohibition, because this prohibition, the Taz learns, is only when you're mevatel mikdushos, so that you do a maisa to take something from the sukkah, and hence it's no longer part of the sukkah anymore, and therefore it doesn't have its status of kedusha, and that's the issur. But if the sukkah is kimoshahu, sukkah is standing up, and you're just figure out a way that you're benefiting from the sukkah when you're not doing the mitzvah. That's not part of the issur. So the Ohn Yontif didn't understand like that. So besides the other chiddush of the Ohn Yontif, as he pointed out, this Ohn Yontif is going against this Taz, which one could question which is more pashtus and which is less, etc. We mentioned before there is a machlokas rishonim as to what the isser, the comparison to the chagiga, what exactly is it referring to, the walls or only the schach, or even the walls of the sukkah. So the Rush on page 4, well, first looks, I guess let's look at the Rambam first on page 3. The Rambam says, "Atzei sukkah asurim kol shmonas yimei achad, vein atzei defanos, vein atzei tchach." So the Rambam writes clearly that it's referring to both the walls, the atzei defanos, and the atzei tchach. Parenthetically, okay, before the parenthetical, let's just finish. Ein erosim behen v'dover acher kol shmonas hayomim. So the wash of ein erosim behen sometimes, to me, is much more like the Taz, that erosim means you're taking it away, but one could maybe interpret it in both ways, like the only get the war and the Taz. But he says ein erosim behen v'dover acher kol shmonas hayomim. But that's what the Rambam says. And the Rush disagrees. The Rush on page 4 says, "Hadasiva say sukkah hein dafka haschach." Only the schach, and not the defanos. He says, no, whenever we darshan sukkah, we mean the tzchach. So when we darshan that the sukkah is compared to the chagiga, it's only referring to the schach as the iser, but the rest of the, but the defanos, if you need a panel for something, some other activity that you want to come up with on Chol HaMoed, so as long as you're not tampering with the schach, you wouldn't be in violation of this. So that's the Tzachol. There's a piece in Rav Chaim Stencil discussing the conceptual analysis of this, whether, you know, what's the sukkah, the sukkah tzach, the panos, both, one, whatever it is. But the practical nafkamina is this question, whether the issur of the chal shem shamayim is referring to only the tzach or even the panos. It's interesting. I was thinking about this. I was learning in certain sefer. It talks about the following issue. It's not something halacha l'maisa, but it's something for those that are interested in this nekuda. It's very interesting that there is an issur. The pasuk says in Shoftim, "Lo sita locha asherah etzil mizbach Hashem elokecha," that you're not allowed to plant an asherah tree next to the mizbeach. So you can't plant a tree near the Azara. And the Ramban says that was a minhag of Avodah Zarah, that they used to plant trees near their churches, so everyone knows where the church is, so we can't do that. But then Chazal say that it's not only a tree, it applies to all types of wooden structures. All types of wooden structures can't be wood or something in the Azara. So there's an interesting discussion I saw quoted in one of the Sfarim Melech HaMogin from the Panim Yafos. Panim Yafos is a fascinating sefer on Chumash by the Hafla. It's like a pilpul sefer on Chumash. So he has the following discussion about the Kohanim. So they ate the Lechav HaPanim, right? Every Shabbos they changed the bread, right? And that was one of the miracles, that it was still warm and fresh from a week ago. And it usually doesn't work that way. You just keep some bread out on the table. If you keep your dal minim out, it becomes dry. So you keep the bread. So that was a miracle that happened. So the question is, and those things that were eaten by the Kohanim and the Azara, so were the Kohanim allowed to, so they eat in a sukkah in the Azara? Are you allowed to build a sukkah in the Azara or not? That was the discussion of the Panim Yafos. So he says that maybe not. Maybe it's a violation of this Isser of Losita Lacha, which the Sifrei says is not only a tree, but all types of structures. And that's a whole broad discussion. So that the Panim Yafos has. So he Taka wants to say that they wouldn't, that the things that they could eat in Yerushalayim, those type of the korbanos that we eat and that were menachos that could be eaten in all Yerushalayim, so then eat in all Yerushalayim, eat in the sukkah. But the things that were kochin that had to be eaten in the Azara, so they had to be eaten in the Azara, but maybe they couldn't eat in the sukkah. Maybe they were putter from the sukkah for when they ate the lachmei tovah. That's what the Panim Yafos wants to suggest. And so it's an interesting, and others take issue with him. It's a whole labadik discussion on this. It's not so lemaisa for us today, but it's in the Olam HaLoimdim. It's a labadik discussion whether the Kohanim ate the lechem haponim in the sukkah or not. My friend Rabbi Michael Landy, I was in the Lower East Side for Sukkot, so I went into his sukkah. We were talking about this, but he wanted to say maybe a svara that interesting svara he wanted to say that maybe kachim is not considered kein taduru. I mean, kein taduru are the things you normally eat in your house, but so maybe even things that you can eat in Yerushalayim maybe didn't have a chiyuv necessarily to eat in the sukkah or not. So that's what he wanted to say against the Panim Yafos. But it's a whole discussion in the Panim Yafos is that type of sefer that has these type of interesting discussions. Oh, okay. So in Shulchan Aruch, this din is brought down, as we saw before. On the next page, I can't read what page it is, but page 6, maybe, is it? Five. Yeah. It says, "Ate sukkah kol shmona simeachad." Okay. So so clearly the Mechaber, as he often does, paskins like the Rambam against the Rosh, and the Isser applies to everything. There's also a fascinating comment in the Rashba on this topic. and that's the following. Another nekud that I wanted to point out based on the Rush is Rashi always likes to quote the Netziv, the Chatasukos Tataloch, that there's a concept of that the Netziv develops in the Shultos of Heksha Mitzvah Ksuba B'Torah. And normally, the mitzvah, we have to do all the mitzvahs. It is Heksha Mitzvah, like buying the lulav. If you don't buy, get a lulav, you're not going to have a lulav. So buying the lulav, that I don't have to do. I mean, I do it because I'd like to pick out the lulav that I want with it, but, you know, so if my friend is going, let him get it to me. That's something I have to do with myself. But the Netziv develops this yisod that that the Heksha Mitzvahs that are Ksuva B'Torah, that when the Torah speaks about the Heksha Mitzvah, meaning, like in this case, when Torah says Chakasukos Tatsaloch, Shav Shef explained what the team is saying is that you have to build the Sukkah Tatsaloch, and that Gemara learns that from the building of the Sukkah Tatsaloch and also, etc. So then there's an Indian that you build it yourself. But according to the Rush, that drasha is only on the schach and not on the defanos, so it only means that you makpid, you put up the schach yourself as opposed to the defanos. The defanos is usually the hard part. The schach is usually the easy part. So that you do yourself, and that many people want to do anyway because it comes to the next sugya on page 8 of Sugya's Ganbach. There's a whole discussion if a guy builds your sukkah. And most shuls have this question. It's usually the custodian they hire to build a sukkah, and he puts it up, and then it's a whole question whether you have to be. So the Gemara says that sukkah's ganvach is kosher. So the first gimel nun beis chof, so we're not going to go through them all, but gimel is sukkah's goyim, which simply means that a Pashas means a guy made a sukkah for his own just shade. He wants to sit out in the shade, and so he built the sukkah. So presumably he put up the schach. So since he put up the schach, so is that kosher? So the Gemara says that sukkah's ganvach is kosher. The question was, Shach pointed out whether that's a din mechatchilu or mechatchilu. Still always mechatchilu, we try to have Israel put up the schach, or at least pick it up if it was put up by a Gentile. But the Gemara seems to say that Mikra Din Sukkah's Ganvach is kosher. So the Rashba has an interesting chiddush on page 9, and he says that he thinks that the whole din of Chal Shem Shamayim al Sukkah, even if Sukkah's Ganvach is kosher, but you don't have Chal Shem Shamayim in such a Sukkah. So you won't have the full, you'll say the mitzvah of sukkah without any problem, but you won't have the kedusha of sukkahs, of Chal Shem Shemayim, and the restrictions that come about as a result of this. Okay. Now, in the remaining time, I'd just like to discuss what I thought, an idea of what Chazal perhaps they have this in mind or not, but what perhaps one could on Derech HaMachshava understand this comparison between the Korban and the Sukkah. Okay. So there's a fascinating sefer called the Beis Elokim of the Mabit, and it has fascinating ideas about Tshuva, Tefillah, and all interesting Kiddushim and things like that. Well, one Kiddush will say over nothing to do with exactly what we're saying now is that he writes a fascinating idea that Tshuva is not like other mitzvahs. Tshuva, usually you have to have Karat al-Avar, Kabbalah al-Asid, it's a lot. So the Mabit says a fascinating idea that when it comes to tshuva, even if it's not a full tshuva, so still it's meaningful. Like, for example, if you have Dalad Minim and you forgot to buy the Aravas, so you might have the nicest Esrog, but you're not going to be Yotze the Mitzvah. It's all or nothing. A lot of Mitzvahs, like you have Dalad Parshis and Tefillin, it's all or nothing. But Tshuva, even if you had Karata, but still you weren't strong enough and the same Aveira recurred, so we don't say that your Tshuva was nothing. You still had some Karata, so it's still a meaningful thing. I wrote in the sefer that I recently published on Devarim that maybe that's shot in the Sukkim in Tzavim, that yeah, mitzvah zos lo nitzvah simim called lo rechokahi. So the machlok is, what's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah, the Gemara seems to say it's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, or is it the mitzvah of tshuva? So I thought, based on the Mabit, did you say it's the mitzvah of tshuva? Maybe that's the idea. It's not so difficult, lo nitzvah simim called lo rechokahi, because it's not like other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs, it's all or nothing. Either you got all the dalad meaning, or you have nothing. Well, you have all the dalad parshias and the tefillin, or you have nothing. This tshuva, even if you had a charata, but the Kabbalah was somehow not as strong for the future, and you fell back into the same thing, doesn't mean that the tshuva was meaningless. And perhaps, in terms of Talmud Torah, I thought perhaps, like the Gra says, that that every word of Torah is a mitzvah. So even if you don't have the whole big picture, even a little bit is something by Torah as well. But getting back to the point over here, the Mabit in Beis Elokim on page 11 says the following. What does it mean, the Yud Gimel Midos, where the arrow is? Hashem, Hashem. Ani Hashem kodim sheyechto, v'ani ulacha sheyechto. So Hashem is the Midas Harachamim. So it says the Midas Harachamim before you sin, and the Midas Harachamim after you sin. So the obvious question that everyone asked, the Rishonim asked this question already. Why do you need the Midas Harachamim before you sin? You need the Midas Harachamim after you sin. Why do you need the Midas Harachamim before you sin? So the Rosh says in Rosh Hashanah, here are Avera. Usually, when I'm Nenesh, I'm thinking about doing an Avera unless we actually do the Avera. But like Avodah Zarah, certain Averas, like Avodah Zarah, even the Hira Avera is something that we need Kapara for. So that's Dani Hashem Chodin Sheyechta. I believe Rav Pinchas Friedman, one of his Mamorim, the Belgrade Rosh Kolo, said an idea that I always think is a very important idea, that sometimes when we don't, if we don't sin, which we're not looking for sin, but sometimes if a person thinks that he's so perfect, that could breed a feeling of gaiva. And of course, the Chovos HaLevavos says sometimes he worries about the people who are too perfect, because these people are more prone to be balei gaiva. And that's Dani Hashem Kodim Sheyechta, that means you need the Rachamim, that Kodim Sheyechta, that you shouldn't fall into the pit, or if you did fall into the pit, to have kapara for that midah. Okay, but that's not what he's going to say here. He's going to say the following. He says the following, that let me say outside. In other words, there are two types of mechila. There's one type of mechila where a person, say, wronged another individual, and the person has remorse that he wronged the other individual, and he has mechila, and the guy is merchel him. But the attitude is that I'm merchel you, but, you know, goodbye, good luck. I don't want to really have anything to do with you anymore, because I'm merchel you, but that's it. I don't want to have any interaction with you. That's one type. Obviously, that's not the ultimate type of mechila. The other type of mechila, which the Mabit in this is going to spell out, we call ritzui. And ritzui means that that not only I mokel you, but let's renew and restore the relationship the way it was initially. Not that I just mokel you and now I want to disengage from you, but let's be able to have that friendship and that closeness like initially. And that's what it means, Hashem, Hashem, and Yikon Sheyechta, and Yilacha Sheyechta, meaning that the same Hashem, that same relationship that we have with Hashem, Kodim Sheyechta, should now be restored, Acha Sheyechta. That's how he explains, I believe on page 12, on the first arrow. He says, O Efshar Lefarish, Ani Hu Kodim Sheyechta Odom, Ani Hu Lacha Sheyechta V'yoshev. Misha Shav, the Tshuva Al Chatov, Hashem Yisbarach Mavi Aleim, V'hoyu Kolo Hayu, U'mitzrafe Eilo Ki'il Lo Chota Me'olam. He had Masvik Sheyav Al Chatov, V'lo Yanishenu Aleim, K'midas Racham Shalom. So Hashem could have just said, I'm not going to punish you. Okay, you did Tshuva, I won't punish you. But the Midas HaRachman of Hashem is I'm willing to take it a step further. Not only I won't punish you, but I'm willing to restore that relationship that we had before. And the same Hashem Hashem, that same Hashem before Sheyechta, will be that same relationship, Achayech, Sheyechta. So, Zeh Omar, Ani Hu Kodim Sheyechta Odom, Ani Hu Lacha Sheyechta the Yoshev. And that's what he calls the Ritzui. And he expounds upon it more as well. But that's the basic idea. And the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Shari Tshuva expounds on this idea as well. Odispal next page. Odispal Bal Tshuva, Al Hashem, Limchos Ka'ov, Shav, Chonu Chatosot, Sheyachpo Tzvo, Vyratzeo, Vyato Lo Kasher, Im Lo Chata. So that's the notion of Ritzui. You can look at it in further. So perhaps I thought you could say the following. You know, there's a famous question that is asked about Sukkot, is that what is the calendaric date of the 15th of Tishrei have to do with anything? Right? What happened on the 15th of Tishrei? That you understand what happened on the 15th of Nisan, so we went out of the sun, but what happened on the 15th of Tishrei? Seems to, you know, we know the famous tour that really Sukkot should have been right after Pesach. Because that's when we went out to Mitzrayim, that's when we were in the Sukkot, the Anonim, whatever. But the Torah says that we didn't want to make a mitzvah then because it won't look like we're doing a mitzvah, it just looks like we like to sit out in the nice weather, in the springtime, etc. But we do it now and it's starting to get a little cold, so that shows that we're doing a mitzvah. So that still doesn't explain the Tezvav. So the Vilna Gaon, in his Perush on Shir HaShirim, says the following idea, and this the Futner has on this, and the poem, you know, the following. He says that when we say that Sukkot is Keneged the Anani HaKavos, so it doesn't just mean the Anani HaKavos that surrounded the Jewish people throughout the 40 years, because that was 24/7, 365 days a year, and nothing special about Tezvav. So he says the following: So he says that when Klal Yisrael made the Egel, Nistalku Ha'anonim. Yet the Anonim went away. But as lo chazru, actually ischilu lasos hamishkan. Misham yorad biyom hakipurim. Moshe yorad biyom hakipurim. In other words, we know that Moshe got, Hashem said, talachni kidvarecha on Yom Kippur. Then he went down. Uvmachos yom hakipurim. Yikarl Moshe vitziva melechas hamishkan. So Yom Kippur is Yud Tishrei. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is mitzaveh on the Melechas HaMishkan on Yud Aleph, so on page 16. Zeh HaYom B'Yud Aleph Tishrei. Uchsiv Ha'om Heviu Od Nidova Baboker, Baboker. It says the people brought the Nedava Baboker, Baboker. So that's 2 days. Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Beis Yonim, Hare Yud Gimel. Tishrei. Uvidal B'Tishrei Notlu Kol Chacham Leiv Mimosha, as Hazav. So the craftsmen took the Nedavas and they counted them and they measured them and they weighed them, etc. And with Hezvav, Yitzchil Lassos, at Hezvav they began building the Mishkan and then the Anonim came back. As Kozro Anon Yaakovud, Lukach, Anu Osin Sukkos, Hezvav Petition. So that's the Vilna Gaon's, the Chasam Sofer has a similar Cheshbon as well. So that's the idea of the Vilna Gaon. And that's the famous comment that Putin has made, and that Cohen has in its form, that Sukkos is part of the Shalosh Regalim, but it's also part of the Yom Noroi, because it's the Gemar HaKapara of Yom Kippur. It's Hashem says Halach Varecha, and this is the Gemar HaKapara. But what do we see over here? That Sukkos, what is the concept of the Anon Yaakovit coming back? That's what the Mabit was saying of Ritzui. Meaning, Salafi Kidvaratha just means, I forgive you, I'm not going to punish you. But that doesn't mean that we're going to have the same relationship that we had been before. But the Anani HaKavod represent that special relationship. That's why the Chidor writes, the Chidor says, why do we have a Yonta for Sukkos? The Anani HaKavod, we don't have a Yonta for the Mon, for the Be'er. We do things for the Mon on Shabbos. There's no special Yonta for the Mon, or just for the Be'er. So why for the Anon Yaakovud, yes? He says, with the Mon and the Be'er, those are necessities. So we provide the necessities, doesn't show a tremendous Ava. Just you have to have necessities. If you do more than necessities, that shows a special care and a special love. That reminds me of the Tosas Yontif in the 7th paragraph of Brachas. He says, how come when we bench, we say, Nevarach Elokeinu Shachal Mishalo, Elokeinu's Midas Adin. And when we say Birkas HaTorah, Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch, he used Midas HaRachamim. So the Tosfos Yontif says, because Hashem created man, so of course he has to give him something to eat. Or else how is he going to live? So that's the Midas HaDin. You create a person, you have to provide for him, or else he won't be able to survive. So the fact that he gives us Mizonos, that's the Nevarach Elokeinu, Shachal Mishalom. But the fact that he gave us the Torah, that's a special thing. That's the special chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could have lived without it. Would have been a different type of existence, but we could have lived without it. That's the Midas HaRachamim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. So, same thing over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Mon, he gave us the Be'er, but that's the Midas HaDin. So we're not making a special, because it doesn't show that special relationship. The Anon Yaakovod is a special protection, so that the Chidor writes in the Sefer Rosh David, Parshas Emor, that was that special relationship, and that so that's what Sukkos represents. Sukkos, Yom Kippur was the Mechila, but Sukkos was the Ritzur. Sukkos is showing that Rosh Baruch Hu doesn't just want to forgive and part ways, but he wants to restore the way everything was from before. And it's interesting, we mentioned before the Parshas Mishpatim on page 17, when the Yontif of Sukkos is mentioned, it's called Chag HaOsif. So the Meir Simcha, the Meshach Chochma, on page 18, says that based on, he quotes this Gra, and he says, based on the Gra, he feels that that initially Sukkos was only a Chag HaOsif. It was an agricultural holiday, so that we finished collecting all the produce. But the concept of Sukkos being a Chag HaSukkos was only after the Chet HaEgel, because the Gra says the whole relevance of Chag HaSukkos was not just Tam the Anon HaKavod, but the Anon HaKavod that were taken away, that were restored. So that's not shy to speak about in Parshas Mishpatim. Only after the Chet HaEgel, which is the Parshas Kisisa, is a shaykh to speak about. If you want to look also in the Chasam Sofer, he was Mechavin on his own to this idea of the Gra. You can look on page 19 in the Tshuva as well. And it reminded me also of what Rabbeinu Bechaya says by Yosef and the brothers. Rabbeinu Bechaya has the famous comment on page 20 here that, you know, Yosef said, don't worry, but he says in the end of the day, he never really forgave them. And that's why we have the Asara Aruge Malchus. So there's different levels of forgiving. It's forgiving, and you really forgive, and you really want to restore, and there's the saying that you forgive, but you really, you know, don't trust the person anymore, and you say you forgive, and you forgive, and you don't want to be punished, but that's it. But Sukkot is the time of Ritzui. That's why in the Siach Yitzchak on the Siddur Hagra on page 21 says the Atav Hartanu. You say Atav Hartanu Mikol Amim Ahavto Osanu Bratzis Abanu. So he says that Atav Hartanu Shlosha Sugim Mechira Avar Ratzon. What were these three occasions? So he says that we're referring to the Sholosh Regolim. Tav Hartanu was when we went out of Mitzrayim. Tav Hartanu Eifitias Mitzrayim Kanal Hafto Sonu Maman Harsinai. So Tav Hartanu was Yitias Mitzrayim was Pesach when we were Amma Nibchar. Ridi Bechori Yisrael, two lines from the bottom. Hafto Sonu was the Maimon Hasina. Ratzisa Bonu was the Kaparas Ovon HaEgel, but not only that, but the Hashros HaShchina that came back with Chag HaSukkot, the last lines on the page here, and that's the Ritzah. So I thought the following. After all is said and done, now we can say the punchline. And I believe I saw the Gra saying this about Karbonus. And what do we say in the last page here? The Samach Yadol Rosh Ha'olah V'Nirtzol Ol Chaper Allah. That Karbonus were not only a concept of what? Of Mechila, but it was Ritzah. That after the Korban was brought, we had that special chus to say now we have the same relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu before we were Mechal Shabbos the Shogeg, or before we did that. So perhaps the depth of the Chazal in the Gemara that Machal Shem Shemayim, Shem Shachal Shem Shemayim Al Chagiga, Machal Shem Shemayim Al Sukkah, is because besides the halachic discussion that we had before, but they both highlight this notion that it's not enough to achieve that level of Mechila that we shouldn't have Omshim, but we want to strive to that higher Madrega to restore our relationship with our fellow man or with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what he did on Sukkot. So Sukkot had that with that idea of what a korban is, because a korban is not only Mechila, but it's Nitzolo L'chaper Allah. And that's what the way that Rafut explained the Vilna Gaon, that it's the Gemar of the Yamin Noroim, because it's the final Ritzoy that the Anon HaKavod and only a COVID return. So perhaps this is an added idea, both in halacha and hashkafa, of what Sukkot is all about. And Bez Hashem, everyone needs to strive for this in their avodah ben adam lamacham and adam lachavero. There's always areas of improvement to restore relationships with people. People are young married couples. It's always important to work. You know, the relationship is not something that just happens in the mela. It's something that we always have to work on relationships and to make them better and better. It's not something that just, like Rabbi Willigerson said, it's not just you put it on autopilot and it moves, but it's something that we always could work on to improve, to make it better between our spouses, between our friends, between us and the Ribon Shalom, and we should all be Zochad, and that's the ultimate Simcha, is the restoration of all the relationships that were not as strong as they could be, That's the perhaps one of the messages of Kaveh Sukkos.